5 minute warning and a 1 minute wrap it up. All right, let's do it. I'm Zach, I'm a Sex and Love Addict.
It's Zach.
Really great to be back here. This is one of the places my recovery journey started in 2019. I guess like at this point, 6 years ago, which is, it's just kind of crazy. Because in some ways it just feels like yesterday, especially when I walk into this room, because I used to be a much more regular attendee of this meeting. I used to live in Santa Monica, it was a lot easier. Now I have a better excuse, which is driving. But also I didn't make this meeting enough even when I lived here, so I never really like living up to the full promise of the potential of how I could be in this program. But I did come a lot in the beginning when it was really painful. And I remember, you know, hearing like lead chairs in this room and just people chairs kind of gave me some hope for getting out of the muck that I was in, which for me, my particular circumstance was I had been married, I had an affair, we got divorced, it was really painful. The heartbreak of the divorce, the messiness of that, even ending my affair relationship, all of it was really difficult for me. And my therapist recommended I come check out this program, and I'm so glad he did. I came in probably thinking it was just like a shelter from the temporary pain I was feeling, or that it was like a way to get my ex-wife back, maybe like show that I'm doing something to work on myself. But it turned out to be this great gift of just a totally new way of life. And really, yeah, I think the program is called Sex and Love Addiction, or Sex and Love Addicts Anonymous, but it's, for me, it's not really even about sex and love. It's just sort of like a living program. And that's obviously a spiritual program, and it's brought me this closer conception of my higher power, my closer relationship with my higher power. And I think that's just by basically working what I've been taught in this program one day at a time. A lot of it came when I got a sponsor. I started learning all these basic principles that were really applicable in the time to my sex and love issue. So for example, like when agitated, pause. And that would happen because, you know, my ex-wife would write something to me and I'd want to write back. I'd check in with my sponsor and he's like, well, does it have to be said today? And wait till tomorrow, and then just like learning, okay, we can pause. And so that's like love related. But I practice that every day now. Like at work, if someone agitates me, or if like I'm, you know, in traffic, someone agitates me. It's just like that is one example of basically a whole host of principles which I've learned from this program, which have just helped me live a much happier, fuller life. And I really need that because, sorry, I guess just to fast forward my narrative, I spent a bit more than a year in withdrawal, not dating or having romantic relations with women. And then that was as helpful as also the beginning of the pandemic, so I got to sort of like hunker down on my own. And then I decided to start dating, and I started dating, and basically as soon as I started dating, the first person I had any relationship with, this person who I'm now married to, and we're expecting our first kid in a couple months. And that was like such a, you know, such a journey. And a lot of times I look back and I'm like, well, the big thing that my addict is my little happiness hijacker. So I create this life that I want. Like, I started a company in this program. I like raised a bunch of money in this program. I bought a house in this program. I got married and I got a pregnant wife. And like all of it I hate, like, you know? Like I just wish I hadn't done all of it. And all of it I'm like always looking back like, how the fuck did I get in this position? Like, who did this, you know? And the answer is always, I did it. And I really, what this program is about sometimes is just trusting the universe and trusting that whatever intuition it was, and it was really intentional decisions along the way that led me here, but it's so hard to remember that because my present day mind is really diseased with this happiness hijacker that always wants to poke a reason to not be happy. And there's plenty of reasons, we all can find reasons to not be happy. We could all, and then that's why I think this is a disease of not enough, because no matter how much you have of anything, you could always have more of it. And as long as you kind of believe that that is the answer, you're always going to be miserable. And so with this disease, or what this program for me is also about, living in enough land, and just like whatever we have, it's enough. And for me, I'm like so blessed with like the top percentile of world's enoughness. And most of us in this room, living in Santa Monica, being able to come here on a Saturday to just spend time with each other, like we're pretty in that top percentile. Like we're pretty privileged here. And the reality, unfortunately, is life has pain and suffering. My sponsor reminded me this the other day as I was in a, I work abroad a lot. I was working in the Philippines, and I love eating like local Filipino food, which is very meat heavy. And my wife is a generations long vegetarian, and she's been very clear from the beginning, day one of our relationship, we're raising our kids vegetarian. And I just had this like crisis. I was like, oh, what the fuck? My kids never really have this food. I'm not going to really share these moments. And I was like, you know, just like, I was just like rethinking my entire life journey because of it. And like, so Steve, my sponsor, is like, well, life, we have pain and suffering, and your pain is your wife's a vegetarian, and like, you can't play tennis all day. And like, that's, it's like, my pain is really good pain as far as it goes, you know? I guess also with my pain is like, and I can't like have sex with every woman always, you know? But like, that's just, like, as long as I can deal with that pain, this program is a way to deal with that pain.
5 minutes.
Thank you, I hear that. And just to remember that it's, that pain is, well, it's either not real pain, it's just like being, it's a disease of perception, my mind is making it something bigger than it is, or it is real pain and that's kind of okay, but like that's part of life and we learn to accept it instead of running away from it. Because I think what I used to do was, I don't know, it's like if I was in a new city and I was feeling some pain of that, I could just go to a bar and like make a new friend for the night and I guess have a crazy night and then the next morning feel like hungover and shitty about it, but just keep on doing that. And this is sort of a new way to deal with the pain, which is just to accept it and go from bad to gas. Bad is blaming, angry, defensive, which is usually a them problem, whether it's them, another person, because like they're pissing me off, or just like the world, you know, like the traffic or whatever, from bad to gas, gratitude, acceptance, surrender. And I do that like most days, or I find myself trying to do that most days, because pretty much every day my default reaction is to be blaming or angry or defensive or like just resentful. Like I'm full of resentment with so many things. And I usually like seem like pretty happy and joyful, but like underneath I'm always like so fucking angry at whatever it is. And it's kind of hard, it's really hard to admit that because it sucks to be angry. It's like, it's embarrassing. It feels like, what is it? His Majesty King Baby. Like I'm always His Majesty King Baby. And I'm always like, I want the thing, you know? And it's okay that the world isn't exactly the way we want it. It's still really, really great. And part of like that is a spiritual thing, just to accept the world as, in this beautiful way that it happens to be constructed. I mean, anyone who like goes and spends, we live so close to nature, you go and spend a little bit of time in nature, you're like, yeah, of course this thing is beautiful. And so like, if like the current manifestation of the world has a little bit more traffic than we like, or the woman we like doesn't like us back, or the guy ghosted us, or whatever like our issues are that bring us here, they just can feel so small and like manageable. They certainly are manageable. And that's a great thing. This program of whatever X is for you, management. You know, like for me, it's like thirst management. I'm always thirsty for more, hungry for more. But it's good to be a program of pain management. You know, pain is a little bit part of life, but we get through it here. And I think my relationship over the last 6 years is sometimes change with this program, like it ebbs and flows. Sometimes I'm working it really hard, usually because like I'll have a slip. Like right after I got married, I had sex with a sex worker in the Philippines. It was like, what? That's like really bad juxtaposition of behavior. And so then I worked to 30 and 30, and that I think stretched to like a 90 and 90. And so I worked it. And then right now, and sometimes I'm not working it as hard. I'm kind of like my feet come off the slaw, whatever, ocean floor, and I kind of like get, you know, busy with my third dimensional stuff, whatever it is. But then I always like find my way back here, and I kind of have to, because I heard a really good analogy in the Monday meeting this week, which was for this guy. He said is like, for him, like his disease, it's pretty manageable, but like it's like drops of wine on a white tablecloth. It's like if like every day, like one's gonna come out. You know, for me, that's like I see a pretty woman in yoga class, or like I'm reminded that like my company could be doing better or something, whatever it is, something that's like just pissing me off. And that drip is gonna keep being there. As long as I come to a meeting or share in a voice note with my sponsor or call a fellow, it's gonna be taken care of. But if I don't do that, if I let like 3 days of drops go by, it starts to like grow and becomes this like kind of this, you know, you get this, it's like you get, you get like recovery debt or whatever, addiction debt. And it's much harder to get at, like anyone who's like dealt with like credit card debt or whatever, like, when you start dealing with compounding interest, like it gets harder and harder to get out of it. And so this can just be like good habits. Just like it's much easier to do yoga if you do yoga every day when you wake up than if you just are like, I should start doing yoga. And we all find ourselves in that. Like right now, I haven't done yoga in a few days and it sucks. But I should do it. I know I should do it. And I can do it. And that's the final thing I'll say, because I think it's like just about wrapping up, is this is such a program of empowerment and accountability. It's like everything we want, we can do it. Because like I'm the one who got me here. It's like my own bad decisions. And it's like we have the power of getting ourselves out of this. We can meditate more. We can show up to program. We don't have to like make excuses. And I love making excuses, you know? I just like got here at like 10 on the fucking dot today because of the traffic and my wife and whatever. I want to blame someone else, but I did it. And it feels good to like find my part in it. And that's what I'm gonna keep doing. Keep coming back here, keep finding my part. And one day at a time, get more recovery. So that's me. Thank you.